I'm just going to talk to Alex Canner. This is a bit of a weird one. Alex is a colleague. Well, he was a colleague of mine. He used to work on The Breakfast Show. Hi, Alex.
Yeah, hi, Ian. You're right.
Yeah. This struck a chord this morning. Because, I mean, the worst horror, really, I mean, if you can compare them, in Paris was this thing at the Bataclan, the concert. And you were seeing that band in the UK only the other day.
Yeah, a friend and I went to see Eagles of Death Metal the week before in Birmingham. And, I think just seeing the footage of what happened from the mobile phone footage over the weekend, that really did bring it home to me, actually. I mean, you were asking earlier, that you were saying that this could have happened anywhere in Europe. And you're quite right. I mean, that's what kind of brought it home to me. It was astonishing, really, to see it because it was almost like I was back there again, to be perfectly honest. And until I'd seen the footage, I don't think it really made it as real, if you like, as it did as to when I saw it. So yeah, it's quite a creepy thing in many ways. Yeah.
And what's quite haunting, I gather as well, is you bought yourself a T-shirt there, and the guy you bought the T-shirt off is this poor chap Nick Alexander, who's died.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds so trivial, but it wasn't. After the gig, standard fare, just go and buy some stuff from the merchandise stand. I stood and chatted to Nick just for a short time. It's quite clear that, he was enjoying himself and he was travelling. He took the mickey out of me a little bit for what I wanted to buy, which seemed a bit odd given the fact that he was selling it. But what a great guy. I could just tell he had a lot of friends around him as well, and he seemed to be having a lot of fun. Again, that's the sort of the second part of that that story for me as well. He's just Googling his name on the internet the next day, having a look at his picture and just seeing it's exactly the same guy that I spoke to the week before. So, it's very, very creepy. And, I mean, the thing is as well, being at that concert, they're a very popular band, and it was absolutely packed when we were there. And just to have seen what happened at that gig a week later, it's just so cruel, just amazingly cruel. Ridiculous.
Does it make you think? I know you're into your music. You're in a band. Does it make you think twice about anything that you do?
I think, given the situation, I could have been in, but for a change of circumstances, if you like, it left me feeling pretty exposed. I suppose my instincts and fear tell me that a rock concert, I want to feel safe and protected, and. Unfortunately, that is going to mean tighter security, isn't it, in a lot of places. So, it's deliberate, obviously. It's a deliberate attack in a place where people are completely vulnerable. It did certainly, because, my friend was with me at the time when we saw the news break as well. And we both looked at each other and just thought, that could have been us if we were in a different place at a different time, yeah.
Alex, thanks for coming on. Good to talk to you. Awful circumstances. Okay, shakes us all, I think. As he says, cruel, he said when he texted earlier on, actually, cruel, cowardly, and horrific.